This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. A massive leak of a flammable carcinogenic gas from a Delaware manufacturing plant nearly 2 years ago caused a massive traffic jam on Thanksgiving weekend. State environmental regulators fined the company $250,000. Now a resident who lives near the Crota plant near Newcastle is seeking class action status in a federal lawsuit against the company. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
The release of nearly 1.5 tons of ethylene oxide from Crota's Atlas Point facility at the base of the Delaware Memorial Bridge closed the twin span and tied up Interstate 95 traffic for hours while people were trying to get home from Thanksgiving in 2018. But the lawsuit says the plant has spewed multiple tons of the gas on nearby communities for the past 2 decades. The EPA says exposure is linked to lymphoma and breast cancer. Adam Gomez is the plaintiff's lawyer.
The gas can actually linger for over 200 days. That allows it to move with wind patterns throughout the community, and so that exposes them to the unnecessary risk of developing these kinds of bloodborne and other cancers.
Gomez wants to establish a fund that will pay for diagnostic testing for tens of thousands of current and former residents. Sandra Smithers heads the civic group in the Dunleith neighborhood about 2 miles from the plant and would like to join the court case.
If there are no diagnostic testing, we can't connect some of the health issues in this area with chemical releases or any of the pollutants.
Crota calls itself a good corporate citizen, but Smithers disagrees.
No, Crota has not been a good neighbor. It may have benefited the state as a whole, but these communities are like sacrificial land. What do the community residents get out of it other than poor health outcomes?
Crota says it's closely reviewing the complaint. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.